This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back. This is Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros, and I am your host, comedian Joel Byers. And after over 300 Hot Breathisodes here, we are doing a first of our kind Hot Breath Pro Roast. We had so much fun doing this that we decided to share it as a podcast, to share it with you, the lovely podcast listeners. The people you are hearing roasting each other are members of the Hot Breath Pro community we have here in the Hot Breathiverse. I remember starting comedy 10 years ago and just wanting to get funny, but I was never in the cool cliques, booked on the hip shows, which is why I started Hot Breath Pro. It is the comedy community I wish existed when I started, a supportive network of comics at every level, all on the shared mission of becoming professional comics. And we do that through our workshops, our Q&As, and fun events like this roast you're listening to. So if this community sounds like something that'll help level up your comedy, go into the description of this podcast and click Join Hot Breath Pro. And maybe you'll hear yourself on one of these roasts one day, because this is the first of several. And in the month of December, we are doing two more. On December 22nd, we are doing a Christmas character roast. And on December 29th, we are doing a roast of 2020. So if either of those sound fun to you, message me on social media at Joel Byers Comedy or at Hot Breath Pod on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Connect with me and I will share the private Zoom link so you can get live experience of these Hot Breath Pro roasts. So enjoy yourselves. This is all in fun and love. And welcome to the roast of Bob Jorgensen.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, we're in the group. Oh, we're live in the group. All right. This is a good start. Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first ever Hot Breath Pro Roast. We are going to kick this off with a Hot Breath Pro favorite, the one and only Bob Jorgensen, everyone. This is the gentleman we are going to be roasting today. There he is. I regret we're both wearing suits. This is terrible.
You knew I was going to wear one.
I know. I could smell it from here. He wears it as a swimsuit and a jumpsuit and as a business suit. And today we are celebrating. It's good you're wearing a suit because this is more of a funeral, celebrating the death of a promising young comedy career. This is now the death of all his hopes and dreams, everyone. So buckle up. I am comedian Joel Byers. Thank you, everyone, for joining. What we do here at Hot Breath is celebrate each other in our comedy journeys, all on the mission of cultivating the next generation of great comics. And through that, our fun games like this roasting game. We're going a roasting game? Really, Joel? Sorry, people keep joining and my ADD is messing up my excuse for not having prepared for this better. But basically, our whole community is about positivity and support here. And through this, we're doing a roast. And it's all in good fun. So everything that's said tonight is out of love and out of fun. And we write it because we care. And roasting is a lot of work. I will say, they say you roast the ones you love, which is why I did not roast anyone on the dais. I only wrote jokes for Bob. I didn't really feel like investing the time on people who may not be here for the next roast. So we'll be honest, those of you young, promising comics out there, if you're in Hot Breath Pro or our writer's room, you too could be on this dais. There's comics on here. This is really just an open mic right now, what you're seeing. These are just the people who hated their family the most. And just wanted to avoid them as much as possible. So I won't say they're all funny. If they do bomb for whatever reason, we will say that they are not members of Hot Breath Pro.
I don't know those people.
But it's so cool to see people like inviting their family into this. This is really like a fun event. We're going to start doing more of these as soon as we get actual funny people in these roasts. And people are roasting me in the comments. So this is great. A dollar store, Michael Sarah.
Oh,
a dollar store. This is Goodwill, thank you. Okay, dollar store doesn't sell clothes, all right? Unless you count the bags they throw in the dumpster that you pick up later. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Roast Master, Joel Byers, and we are going to jump in to the Bob Jorgensen Roast, everyone. Give yourselves a round of applause for being here. And remember, this is all in fun and positivity and in celebration of Bob and really whatever he is or whoever he is. I don't know. I got to be honest. A key, and this is something we're doing in Hot Breath Pro tomorrow, is actually a roasting workshop, because part of roasting is researching your subject, is saying what are funny things that happen in their lives, what are different family things that I can exploit. But I looked up Bob, and there's nothing. Like, there is nothing. Like, honestly, y'all, I mean, there is nothing about Bob. I actually, you know, I created and started a bit of a presentation I'd like to share with y'all just to celebrate just the dearth of information out there about Bob. I don't know if he's in witness protection or what. But this is the lovely man we are all roasting today, Bob the Chins Jorgensen.
So real.
And this is a young photo. So, like, you know, this is a throwback Thursday. This is how he duped his wife into marrying him. So let's jump into it here. Bob Jorgensen. Nice little golf clap for you there. So what I did is I tried to research Bob, and what I decided to do is go to DuckDuckGo, because that it's like an anonymous search engine, just like Bob's Career Anonymous. And I also, DuckDuckGo, a lot of people don't know, was actually Bob's favorite childhood game growing up. Instead of Duck Duck Goose, he would play Duck Duck Goose. That's actually how Bob sounds trying to run. But moving on, when you duck, duck, go, Bob Jorgensen, this is what pops up. A lot of not the Bob that we're roasting today. And when it comes to a comedy career, the first thing I teach in my classes is you want to make sure no one can find you. Really good brand awareness. You see there's obituaries, there's a realtor. At the bottom, Nebraska, 22 matches. Even in Nebraska, where Bob is from, he's anonymous. It's just amazing. So impressive, the consistency, Bob. That's a big thing with branding, consistency. You are consistently irrelevant, my friend. All right. So let's move on. I decided maybe let's jump into the images. Let's see what's going on here. And now, Bob Jorgensen image results. Just now turned from where's Waldo to where's Baldo is what we're looking for now. Where's Waldo to where's Bob, though? And if you look real close in between the two sex symbols, you will see this.
Yes.
These are the image results that come up when you search Bob Jorgensen. So what we're going to do is play a fun game. Guess the occupation. So first up, let's go to our far left to this sexy man, Bob Jorgensen. It's an obituary, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing funny about death for sure. But, you know, this was an obituary, or as Bob calls it, his set list. So I don't really want to roast this, Bob, and I don't want to talk about our favorite Bob dying. We'll get to see that here in just a little bit when he performs. So let's go back to the next contestant here. So we have an obituary. Now if we jump over to the far right here, which is Bob, if he didn't graduate from college. And what we have here is a sex offender.
Is that Robert Kelly?
This is our favorite Robert Bob Jorgensen. And a lot of parallels here. You know, white male, rotund, you know, clearly both have affinities for murder basements. So it's really, Bob, you really got the blueprint. So knowing what we know, this really looks like the lineup for America's Most Wanted to quit comedy. Yes. So this is the Bob we know and love. This is what pops up when we search him. But if you look deeper and you actually click onto his image, this is actually, oh, I forgot I did this. This is Where's Waldo? Where's Baldo? Anyway, now I'm bombing my own roast about bombing. So this is actually an article celebrating Bob's like triumphant success of appearing in an article too long to read in its entirety. But what basically I see here is that Bob is 43. And he calls himself the air traffic controller of the TV station he works at, which is great because here at Hot Breath, he is the hot air traffic controller. But in all honesty, Bob, it is honestly a thrill to have you be our first Hot Breath Pro Roast. You're a brave man. I've seen the lineup. I can't guarantee it's going to get much better than this. but just know everyone, everything we do today, let me escape out of here and let's get back to the task at hand here. That is to roast the man of the hour, Bob. So my roasting is done. And I will say for the amount of work I put into it, I'm happy with that. All right, I got an echo.
It's okay. Gone.
It's gone now.
Okay, thank you. I figured that was my wife tuning in to heckle me. But, Bob, we're thrilled to have you. You're such an integral part of what we do here at Hot Breaths. We appreciate you being the first to be the victim of Hot Breath Pro, our roast. And this is Bob's birthday as well. So happy birthday to you, Bob. A lot of stress eating, I'm sure, to ensue.
No idea.
Well, without further ado, we have a great lineup of comedians. Everyone you're going to see tonight are members of our Hot Breath membership community, and we're so excited to have them all join us. First up, we actually have a very funny cat named Chris Grulon. He was actually in the military, but now he only tortures audiences. And that laugh deserved more.
You got cut off a little bit.
I can't wait for the show to start.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an echo.
All right. So your first roaster, ladies and gentlemen, he was in the military, but now he only tortures audiences. Chris Grulon, everyone. Let's give it up for Chris Grulon. Welcome, 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 my friend.
All right. Thank you for having me. I was a little worried when you pulled up the mugshot because I kind of resembled that last guy. I wanted to make sure. Give it up for Joel.
Yeah.
He's our fearless leader here. I call Joe QVC because anytime he has a big announcement, it usually comes with a price tag. Holly, thank you for putting it together. I said, Holly, I know, is a very fierce and defensive mom, because anytime something happens, she brings the claws out. The white claws.
Yes.
And everybody on this list is getting it tonight, just so you're aware, not just Bob. PJ. I heard PJ, when his son was born, he was outside with bells and whistles. It looks like the bells is the only thing that stuck around. Jody looks like the one Duck Dynasty son that was left off the wheel.
That's why I'm doing this.
Trainer Steve looks like the one Uber driver that pulls up and you go, nah, I'm just going to walk. Trainer Steve looks like in the background, he's responsible for all of 2020. Like, when things stop, he's like, okay, release the Hornets. I see Yoshi's in here. Yoshi, how are you doing?
I'm good, man.
Yoshi has a podcast called F the Joneses. Just in case anybody's aware, it's a real thing.
It
which is.
Is
ironic, because he drives a Tesla and it seems like he's trying to keep up with them. Kinsey looks like she's been kidnapped or does the kidnapping. Why don't you have any curtains back there, Kinsey?
I am out of town.
I've done enough mics with you to know that you're either in a car driving or escaping from something. It's really weird. Hope all is well. All right, and now to the man of the hour. I heard Bob lives in Nebraska and has been there his whole life. He has 2 degrees. Is that right, Bob?
True.
I heard the only reason that you haven't left is because Nebraska is the only place you don't have to register as an offender. I heard Bob is a substance abuse counselor. And when the patients come to see him, they go, what step are you on? Bob looks like a divorce lawyer going through a divorce. He's the lawyer that when you sit down, he says, I have some good news and I have some bad news. And it's either your alimony has gone up and you lost the kids, and he saved a ton of money on his car insurance. That basement looks like it's definitely held kids against their will. You look like you're on timeout.
So true.
Bob looks like his side hustle is selling Herbalife. Bob is famous for being in the movie Up. It was in the extended version. The part where they gave the kid up for adoption. No, Bob, I really appreciate doing this. Happy birthday to you. I love you. I've asked for some advice from you. I've never gotten that advice. I'm just going to call you my dad, because you guys did the same thing. Anytime I call for you, you're never around. That's my time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy.
Woo. Nice. Give it up for Chris again, everyone. Oh, well God. Done.
Good boy, Chris.
Nicely done, Chris. Nicely done. And yeah, and send your hearts and prayers out to Chris. This was his make-a-wish as well. So we hope all the best is with you. He's not balding. He's dying. And we really appreciate you being here today. So without further ado, speaking of dying, this next comic... No, he may or may not die, but he did have Bell's palsy that left half his face paralyzed, which explains why all his jokes are half written. So, without further ado, give it up for Mr. PJ Keen, everyone. Give it up for PJ.
Ouch! Ouch! Now I know how your hammock must have felt, Joel. It's let's hear it for the roast master. I mean, you use the word roast, so you're off to a good start. I'm from the bottom of my heart, I'm super glad your power didn't go out and you made it to this show. I personally feel special for being a part of it. If you don't know Joel, Joel is single-handedly taking on the comedy industry independently. Joel and his 2,000 members of Hot Breath are single-handedly taking on the comedy industry independently.
That's right.
Let's see. who else is on this stage? We got Chris. We got Chris. And Chris has heavy East Coast Latin roots. But he lives in Texas. You can hear it in his voice, how scared he is of all the white guys with guns who live in his suburb. Wait, did I meant to say hood? I'm sorry, like I didn't mean to take away your street cred. Chris is so gangsta, he gets his kids to rob people for him. who else do we got? Kinsey. We got Kinsey. Kinsey became a teacher. So I'm willing to bet she was that kid that reminded the teacher they forgot to assign homework right as the bell rang. Look, Kinsey, and she knows this, just narrowly escaped being 2020's Karen. Kinsey is like a low-class version of the name Karen. She ain't just coming for your manager. She'll also shank you with a fucking plastic spork if you get in her way. I'm trying to think. I can't remember most of the comics that are working tonight. Jody. Jody's here, right? Is it just me, or does Jody give off that vibe like he could rebuild a motorcycle in 3 days and destroy a relationship in 3 sentences? we got T. Steve. We got Trainer Steve. With a comedy name like Trainer Steve, that gives me a lot of faith in his comedic prowess. I'd roast Trainer Steve's podcast, but if you've ever seen it, you know that it's just not fair. Holly's here tonight, along with her parents. Holly's a stay-at-home mom whose kids drive her batshit crazy. Basically, she's one wine spritzer and a haircut away from turning into me. But you know what? Out of all of us, at least Holly has some standards. She disapproves of using certain words. Words like penis, vagina, butt stuff. Just so none of us offend her, she's not a fan of moist, masturbation, fisting. Just so nobody gets on, you know, nobody irks like Heidi or apparently her fucking parents. She doesn't like words like discharge, vaginal secretions, genital bifurcation, donkey shows, prolapsed anuses. In other words, nothing involves Google history.
There it was.
See, Halls, boom, I got your back, girl. That's a Yoshi's here. Yoshi looks like the type of comedian that would work cruise ships.
I don't know if that was a racist joke or not.
Okay, I'll give you. You want to go race? We'll go race. Some say Hannibal Buress is like a black version of Mitch Hedberg. Well, Yoshi looks like the unfunny version of Hannibal Buress. But we all know roasting is a big sign of respect in comedy. With that in mind, I don't seem to have anything prepared for Bob at all. But I'll give it, I'll totally like give it a whirl, you know.
Nice.
The guest of honor, just ask him, he'll totally tell you, is Bob Jorgensen. A man whose birthday comes more than he does. Now, Robert, is it okay if I call you Robert?
No.
Great, okay. Most people already know this, but Robert's the guy that sits alone in a basement coming up with Snapple facts all day. For this, brother, we thank you for your service. I feel like Robert's the kind of guy that only wears glasses so people won't punch him in the face. If anybody's a regular member of the Right 10, Bob is that low-hanging fruit that Joel suggests we don't go for in Right 10. I want your imagination for a minute. Imagine if Bob Saget ate his way to type 2 diabetes and became a TV weatherman. Bob kind of looks like a mixture between that and an unfunny version of Bob Jorgensen. But let's land this plane, as Joel would say. That's the way he gets people to shut up. So let's get serious for a minute, though. Bob, you were the first member of Hot Breath to reach out to me that wasn't a complete psychopath anyway. And we ended up forming a really great friendship, and you've helped me so much this year. Couldn't have done it without you. I love you like a brother, the way Marsha Brady loves Greg. Happy birthday, brother. I love you.
Yeah, PJ. Show PJ some love there. Nicely done, PJ.
Great, PJ.
Very well done. We appreciate you taking some time out of your QAnon basement to come do this roast. Lord, you're happy to start a Reddit riot in here. Good night, PJ. Thank you for coming from the dark web to be with us this evening. We're now on a list because of you.
I'm hacking your email tonight, buddy.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Enough about me.
Yes. And thank you. PJ, is PJ's mom in here? Was that right?
Yep.
Yes. Thanks for joining, PJ's mom. Thanks for supporting the dream.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All your fault, PJ's mom.
It's all your fault.
Where did you go wrong with this kid?
That's great. Yeah, thanks for supporting his dreams. We need that as up-and-coming comics. That's very nice of you.
Sorry to interrupt, but sorry to Holly's parents.
Yeah. Mom, I don't say those words. They're making fun of me because I hosted, and I said you can't say those words.
Right.
Right.
Moist my ass.
Oh, well, let's keep it going here. We have another parent in the room, and she's actually known for running a lot of long, boring, painful marathons, and that's just at open mics. So let's give it up for the one and only Kinsey Snell, everyone. Yeah.
Thank you. Before I get started, I want to reiterate what Joel said. This is all in good fun. So, I'm going to have a hard time roasting Joel because I only have 5 minutes.
Take all the time you need.
I used to wonder why he called his podcast Hot Breath. And then I met him in person. But look, I am nervous. Okay. I actually don't like saying mean things to people's faces. So whoever said you should picture the audience naked never had Jody in their audience. This isn't helping. But I am honored to be here roasting Bob. Bob looks like the nicest guy that I never want to cross paths with in a dark alley. Bob hates Trump, but I'm assuming he didn't vote for Biden either, because Bob never votes for anybody. BJ has won right 10 more times than Bob has cast a vote. Bob calls his basement the murder room, and I think that's the way he hides the fact that he's a serial killer in plain sight. I don't know Yoshi very well, but he looks like somebody I would like to get to know, mostly because I need a new weed guy. I mean weed like pot, like not a yard guy. If I need a yard guy. Chris is in a mixed marriage. He's Dominican and she's hot. So. Chris's wife loves tulips. Which is crazy because he has no lips. Joel says he is married, but we've never seen his wife. So I'm starting to think that all the marriage jokes are just one big misdirect. Joel is so committed to joke structures that when he sits down at the Thanksgiving table, he's going to ask his grandmother to pass the turkey, the dressing, and a third absurd. Trainer Steve looks like the local youth pastor at the hip church. And he works really hard to help people lose weight, just to make sure he isn't the biggest loser in his town. Jody looks like he regularly uses the collar of his shirt as a napkin. I couldn't remember where I had seen Jody before, and then it hit me. Dateline to Catch a Predator. Bob always says he welcomes feedback on his jokes, but that's just so he can keep a running list of the people he wants to murder. Bob looks like he washes his hair exclusively with stolen hotel shampoos. Yoshi looks like he washes his hair with Windex. And I bet PJ washes his hair with tears. After right 10. Bob looks like someone who is really good at Sudoku and really bad at conversation. Bob is the guy at parties who makes you mumble, oh shit, here he comes. PJ's baby cries all the time because his dad is PJ. Holly homeschools her kids just to avoid Atlanta traffic. PJ wears his jeans so baggy, I bet they might even fit Chris. Holly's three kids get along better than Holly and Robin do. Holly has four kids, but she traded her firstborn to Amanda O for jokes. the holes in PJ's punchlines are bigger than the ones in his earlobes. Holly is constantly taking the high road during right 10. And that's mostly because she truly believes she's better than all of us. Trainer Steve keeps his last name a secret because he's wanted in 7 states. Yoshi is a life coach, Which is Facebook for unemployed. Bob's bloodline is whiter than Yoshi's teeth. let's see. Some of these I'm going to skip. PJ looks like somebody who leaves his phone on speaker while he's sitting in a waiting room. Bob has an OnlyFans and Jody is his only fan. All right, here's a few more about Bob and then I'm gonna let you go. Bob never shows his teeth, so I'm assuming that just like his jokes, he has no bite. I just realized that Bob and I are close to the same age, and so now I'm super depressed. Bob is in his early 40s, but his clothes would suggest that he was born in the early 40s. And hey, look, Chris beat me to the punch, but I gotta say this anyway. Everybody stick around because I think Joel has a special announcement. At the end. You know what that means. You better hide your wallet. All right. Hey, happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kinsey. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Yes, you too.
Yeah, give it up for Kinsey, everyone. Give it up for Kinsey. Oh, stick around. Kinsey has a promo code that's going to get you 10% off Hot Breath Pro if you join during this live stream. Nicely, that was killer, Kinsey. Oh my
killer.
Gosh, that was so funny. And then it kind of dwindled near the end, but it was funny for a little while. You want to usually leave them laughing, not confused, but we do appreciate you taking time away from your family.
My sides hurt.
My sides hurt. Oh, that's so great. That's why we're here. We're happy to hear that. Thanks for joining. So we got a few more here. So let's keep it rolling. Your next gentleman, I'm going to bring to the stage. Don't be alarmed by his appearance. This is more of our community service portion of the show. This is honestly the only public gathering that doesn't set off his parole ankle bracelet. So we want to bring some love here for the one, the only, the one we call Jody Carter, everyone. Come on down, Jody.
I feel bad now, y'all. Y'all said y'all was going to bring it, and I wrote a bunch of good jokes. Now I feel like I can use them. Joel claims that he is a trophy husband. How bad did his wife have to do in the husband contest? If Joel is the trophy husband, his wife should ask for a recount. I guess they're giving out non-participation trophies now. Having Joel watching you do comedy is like taking a math test with the hot teacher looking over your shoulder. You're sweaty. Flustered, and you got an awkward chubby. Yoshi has done comedy on cruise ships, but at least on the cruise ships, the seasickness has given them a reason to throw up. Holly hosted the Right 10 group this weekend, and she read all the jokes back with the deadpan delivery of Stephen Wright on NyQuil. Holly is such a Star Wars fan. Her husband's pet name is Jar Jar. She just loves to hear, "Me so horny." Hey, Holly.
I'm your daddy.
Holly's favorite character in Star Wars is Jabba the Hutt, just for the hand-me-downs. Kinsey is a very fit woman, and by fit I mean skinny. She wore a grass skirt to the Halloween party and was mistaken for a broom. Kenzie looks like she's one good licking and a haircut away from being Miss August on the lesbian teacher calendar. Kenzie sells her running clothes on Poshmark, but sells her used underwear on OnlyFans. She markets them as scratch and sniff. At least I hope they're hers. Otherwise, I got ripped off. 2 stars, would not recommend. Who we got now? Trainer Steve. Trainer Steve is known for his great facial hair, but enough about his eyebrows. Trainer Steve used to have 2 eyebrows, but he shaved the top row off.
The top row.
You may recognize Trainer Steve from his most famous gig in the museum as the caveman that discovered fire. I still don't know why Trainer Steve didn't take over ruling Cuba after his father Fidel passed away. Now to my buddy PJ. PJ has been behind the microphone many times. His best line, "Hi, I'm PJ. I'm an alcoholic." I'm not saying PJ drinks a lot, but his future comedy tour is already sponsored by Jameson. PJ has made his share of mistakes, but he continually astounds us with how many, how bad, and how often he makes them. Chris Grulon. I have one here from somebody because she can't say it, but Chris's lips are bigger than Bob's dick. Chris, I just want to say thank you for your service, and I'm not that Jody. Chris, just to let you know, no woman wants to run her fingers through your scalp. And now to the man of the hour, Mr. Jorgensen. Bob called for this roast. Otherwise, it would just be him on Zoom degrading himself, you know, like a normal Monday for Bob. Bob Jorgensen looks like the dollar store Bob Saget. Bob Saget were broke, unfunny, and his family hated him. The Friars Club roasts the ones at the top of their game. Here at Hot Breath, we prefer to start at the bottom and work our way up. Yoshi is a tall, funny, good-looking black man. Everything that Bob wants to be. Kinsey is a fit, funny, and sexy woman. Also everything Bob wants to be.
Oh, my God.
I'm an overweight, middle-aged, semi-funny man, which is about all Bob's going to end up being. Bob has done comedy twice and calls himself a stand-up comic. By that standard, PJ is a porn star. If he has sex one more time. Bob calls his place the murder Bob calls his place the murder room because that's where he killed his comedy career. He calls it the murder room because he dresses like a creepy mortician. Bob is the type of guy that still gets his porn from the video store because the internet lacks that warm personal touch. And that's all I got. I just want to say, Bob, it was great coming to roast you. I do respect you. Maybe one of these days you can vote for one of my jokes.
Savage.
I'll lose any sleep over it.
I don't.
Jody. Let's show some love for Jody, everyone.
Thank you, Jody.
Wow. I was surprised about that. Wow. Nice job,
they
Jody.
They told me they were coming for me, so I wrote some bad stuff.
I know. I mean, I was surprised that you could read. So
I drew pictures.
He drew pictures.
Yes. All right. Well, man, and this Zoom is bumping. How are we doing on the Zoom? We have a few more. How's everybody doing on the Zoom? Show a little love. Everybody still having fun?
Yeah.
Awesome. We just have a few more, I won't even say comics coming up, but we have a few more participants, if you will.
Sasha, Amanda.
What's happening?
I'm sorry. I'm in my own little room.
Oh, no, that's fine. Oh, Amanda? Oh, were you saying Amanda? Amanda O's in here. We have a celebrity sighting in here. Look, Amanda.
I'm on my phone. I can only see four people at once until I scroll, so I'm, like, excited.
Hey, PJ. What's up, everybody?
Hey, Amanda. All right. You already had your turn. You blew it. It's okay.
My bad. I have a problem with interrupting.
So we just have just a couple more here for you this evening. The next comic we're actually going to bring to the stage here. He's actually a personal trainer, and he has a really strong beard. He is our resident Amish CrossFitter, ladies and gentlemen. Let's show some love for Mr. Trainer Steve coming in. Come on in, Trainer Steve. Welcome, 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 welcome.
All right. Give it a hand for your dais, everybody. Looks like the cast of America's Got No Talent. Yes. Not gonna lie, I was gonna start off by saying it's an honor to be here, but like I said, I'm not gonna lie. Now you're wondering why they brought a trainer. Well, they needed to get their comedy back into shape here. Just kidding, like the dais members, I too am a shitty comedian. Actually, all the dais members here are multi-winning Right 10 Club members. Oh, wait, I forgot Chris is here too. We're also celebrating Bob's birthday. Happy birthday, Bob. I hope you blew out the candles and get your wish to finally be funny. Bob, I'll give you some credit. You're a master with your wordplay. Now, if you could just turn those words into jokes. When they asked me to roast Bob Jorgensen, my first thought was, who the hell is Bob Jorgensen? I'm really only here to hear Holly's jokes. Holly's won more right tens than the entire dais has. She even tried to throw the game a couple times, which is what Bob does every time he plays Monopoly. Why would Holly want to be in second place anyway? Really, that's what I want to know. It's so Amanda O won't raise her joke prices. Holly is very popular, though. Holly's phone vibrates more than Bob's butt plug. Holly's an expert networker. She has to be to win votes for competitions that none of us are watching. But man, Holly, really though, you're a force. Just ask your shoes. Speaking of shoes, a man without any, Jody Carter is here. You might not know this, but Jody's been featured on TV. He has. We might have seen him on shows such as Cops, Jerry Springer, and of course, Swamp People. He told us that Duck Dynasty was low-hanging fruit, so I'm not going to touch that one. Jody, you're a good guy, but Jody, you look like you've had to retake sexual harassment training. I always look forward to when Jody's joke is coming up at right 10, because that's when I can go let my dog out to pee. I'm just kidding, Jody. I love your sense of humor, and I'm glad you're here, because then that makes me look less shitty. Chris knows about making comics look less shitty. Now, if he could only do that for himself. Chris, you look like the love child of Pitbull and Uncle Fester.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's like someone stole your hair and your lips at the same time. Chris hosts a feedback mic. That's where you feed him your best jokes, and he steals them for himself. Maybe you didn't know this, but Chris also loves to fish. Fish through your jokes so he can use them on stage. Just kidding, Chris. Chris doesn't have to steal. That's what his relatives do for him. Can't forget my man Yoshi just makes me smile. He's done it all: improv, consulting, marketing, life coach, now stand-up. He's an overachiever. Yes, he's overachieving anything else in life. Yoshi's a life coach that decided to start a comedy career at age 40. If you think that's a good life decision, you might not be the person to get life advice from. Yoshi's into anime, so maybe you'll agree with this, Yoshi. Doesn't Joel look like every white dude in a Japanese anime?
He does.
Joel's our roast master, as he should be. He does a great show, which is surprising that Joel's view count goes up and down more than Bob's blood sugar. Joel wants to be an actor. I think he can do it. He fooled all of us into thinking he's funny. Joel's been compared to Mitzi Shore. Yes, the late, great Mitzi Shore. Inspiring the next generation of great comics. Exploiting the next generation of great comics.
Yeah.
But Joel does have some of the best skin in the game, though, which is surprising with how often he gets roasted. But Joel is one of the nicest dudes in the world. Well, until you meet PJ. When Joel and PJ end a phone call together, it goes like this. No, you're nicer. No, you're nicer. Isn't it funny? We got an EJ and a PJ. Both really chill, down-to-earth guys. Only one of them funny. I don't have to tell you guys which one's the funny one. Kinsey brought up PJ's awesome gauge holes. That's the closest your face has been to a hole in years. Which is unfortunate. Because PJ has a huge piece. It's so big, Bob rides it to work. PJ is so nice, he won't turn anyone down. One time I asked him to slap his own grandmother, and he did it for me. Hand to God. He did it. Speaking of grandmothers, Kinsey is here. Kinsey is also the coach. He's also a coach. She's just not as douchey about it as I am. Kinsey coaches little girls on the proper form and technique of being anorexic. Kinsey, if we were trapped on an island, you'd be the last person I'd eat. I've seen more meat on bones at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Kinsey is so skinny, she's more slim than the chances of Joel actually interviewing Bert Kreischer. Here's something you guys might find interesting. I found this out over the weekend from Kinsey. She actually tricked a liquor store employee into letting her in without using a mask. Here's something Kinsey won't trick herself into. Mother of the year. And Bob, our birthday boy. Yeah, I had to do some research for this roast. Here's what I learned about Bob. Bob is left-handed, left wing, and often left out. Not tonight. Tonight is his night. I hope you like tonight, Bob, because we know you never like any of our right 10 jokes. Getting Bob to like a right 10 joke is like getting right 10 to like Bob. It's nearly impossible. Bob just wants to be loved, though. He wants to be loved more than Chris wants his hair back. For a moment, Bob was doing his own show from the basement as if his act couldn't get any lower. I've learned some things from Bob, though. This is what I've learned. Turns out incels can have a wife and kids. I also didn't know depression was contagious until I met Bob.
Oh my God.
Bob is one of the funniest people in the group, though. I actually think he's the funniest looking. Bob, you look like a character from Wii Bowling.
Damn.
Women say dad bods are sexy, but those women clearly haven't met Bob. Have you seen Bob's Instagram? Instagram is more confusing to Bob than Jody's punchlines are to us. But Twitter, though, you should see this. Bob tweets more than a parakeet. Bob tweets at Donald Trump more than Donald Trump does. You should see his act, though. Have you seen his act? Bob has made more people fall asleep in 2020 than Bill Cosby has his whole life. That's why we love you, Bob. Sleep is important. Really, though, I think Bob is a genius, and I always look forward to seeing, and this isn't a joke, I really look forward to seeing who you're going to torch at Right 10 and your podcast that I heard with Joel. Really did give me some good tidbits in there, and I enjoyed your one episode of your cooking show. So I can't wait to see more of your creative content, and I think you're a mensch. Did I say mensch? I meant to say wench. Happy birthday, Bob.
Yeah. Give it up for Thank Steve. You. Trainer That's Steve, brilliant. Everyone. Nice. Whoa. Dude, you're funny.
Well done.
Wow. If you wrote those, wow.
If you wrote. Nice. That was great. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, dude, you killed that. Wow. I mean, you should do those in write 10 sometime. I mean, that was... Wow.
Thank you. We're the 110%.
And we're both wearing ties as well. You look like the bassist for Avril Lavigne. You like, but backwards cap, cool bro beard. Good job, buddy. Thanks for going the extra mile. I honestly didn't have any roast. I was sitting here thinking, I was like, he's doing well. We put him in the middle. You know, you put people in the middle so they don't, you know, you can bounce back after they're set. But man, all right. We got to follow this with two final comics here. So nice job. Nice job, Steve.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really good. So coming up next, this comic, she actually helped me put this together. She's a write 10 favorite. She actually nurtures her jokes more than her children. She is so committed to avoiding her family, really. Like, if she doesn't make it in comedy, she is certainly neglecting the next generation of great comics right in her own. So, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the hilarious Holly Ballantyne, everyone. Give it up for Holly.
Thank you, Holly. First of all, I just want to thank Joel for that masterclass on cyberstalking. That was great. I just want to remind y'all that Amanda O writes all my jokes, so please file any grievances you have with her after
this. Oh, that's great.
Joel's last name is Byers, and Byers remorse is what all his students have. Joel probably refers to his manhood as his penis. which is appropriate because, like Guinness, it's small and often confined to the couch. Oh. Joel has found every way to make it in comedy, except for actually making it in comedy. Joel, you look like you mail your high school bullies Christmas cards. Chris, you look like you were Joel's high school bully. I don't know how to pronounce Chris's last name, which is fine because I'd never book him. Chris hosted a Write 10 Zoom show that played porn halfway through. In other words, he accidentally shared his screen. Chris, you look like the love child of Mr. Potato Head and a California raisin. Whoever came up with the term he outkicked his coverage saw a picture of Chris and his hot wife.
Yeah.
My good friend Kinsey is here. Kinsey is probably so drunk right now, she thinks this is her roast and her birthday. Kinsey paid so much for her dog that she got back cash back rewards on her credit card. Kinsey is a runner, she's a coach, she's a comic, she's dedicated to so many things, except her kids. On any given day, Kinsey has more tequila in her than a Mexican prostitute. Jody is here. Y'all, Jody called me fat. That being called fat like Jody is like being told you're not funny by Jody. Jody, you look like you write "Don't eat yellow snow" on the tip line at a restaurant. Jody asks more questions than a new patient form. Jody writes a lot of sex jokes, which is strange for someone who's still a virgin. Jody, you look like you sweat gravy. Jody looks like he gets mad if he has to press one for English. Jody, you look like your blood type is B-O.
Oh my God.
PJ posts so many winning jokes because he makes the memes for them. PJ's name is just initials because otherwise he couldn't spell it. PJ is so freaking nice, y'all. And in the comedy world, that means not funny. PJ thinks comedy is hard with a child. Imagine how hard it would be if you were booked. PJ's last name is Keen, which means highly developed. The antonym for Keen is PJ's jokes. Yoshi is a black man and somehow still the whitest person in this group. Yoshi is known for being the thorn in Joel's side and Mario's biggest cock block. Yoshi, do the rest of Boys to Men know that you do comedy now? Yoshi was recently at the World Series of Comedy, where he was the mic stand.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yoshi is almost the perfect man. He's tall, dark, and handsy. Trainer Steve is here. Trainer Steve is so nice and funny and athletic, but he's still single because none of that matters if you have a small peanut. Trainer Steve sold weed to an undercover cop. I was shocked because I had no idea you could sell drugs if you were Amish. Trainer Steve actually has COVID right now, as if women needed another reason to avoid him. Oh. Trainer Steve's face is almost as hairy as Bob's vagina. All right, Bob. Bob, it feels really mean to roast you, Bob, since Right 10 already did today when you got second place. All Bob wants is to be known and loved, and he's definitely known. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding, y'all. Everyone loves Bob, but not as much as he loves himself. Bob, your kids are so cute. I wonder what their real dad looks like. Bob was a copywriter, and by copywriter I definitely mean joke stealer. Bob complains if I win Right 10 too much, but like, what should I do? Write subpar jokes about my marriage? You already do that. Bob, you look like you'd complain at a restaurant because the ice cream was too cold. Bob loves attention so much, it is literally killing him right now that he's not the only person being roasted. Bob, you look like Harry Potter after drowning. Bob hates Trump more than anyone I know, and he would still vote for him if it meant he could win Right 10. Bob, you look like the Predator in every episode of Law & Order SVU. Bob probably gets turned down by his own dick. And Bob's so desperate for more friends, he joined Parler. Seriously though, Bob's my best friend. I love him so much. I'm so glad we got to do this. You're so funny and you've been a great sport. And thank you so much for letting us do this on your birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Give it up for Holly, everyone. Woo. Oh my gosh, dude.
That was brutal.
That was so funny. There's no way you can follow that.
I don't want the backlash, man. Just cut it off right now. I don't want to hear above us.
Oh my gosh. The show has peaked. I mean, wow. Yeah. It's all downhill from here. We have two more, everyone, but you can just chime out now if you're tired. That was great. Nice job, Holly. Thank you so much for being here and taking away so much time from drinking to be here. We really do appreciate that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I had, that was so funny. I have like a headache from laughing so much. Which I guess is usually your excuse you tell your husband, I guess. So that's
it's so true.
Yeah, a lot of people quoting your jokes in here. I feel like there's a lot of like quote. We're gonna have like quotables in here. Special announcement: Hot Breath Pro merch coming soon. Taking your quotes and making them my Guinness fund.
Yeah, you.
No, we have two. Yeah, Davita said Holly off the charts. Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, that
bring it, Yoshi.
That. Yeah, bravo. Yeah, there's no way Yoshi will follow this. So, but we shall see. I don't know. He, you know, this is our, you know, I don't want to say our headliner for the evening because we're gonna bring Bob up here to die as well, but. This guy I've actually known for several years. He's actually a black man named Yoshi. A lot of people mispronounce his name. They call him Yoshi. It's actually Yo-shi. Oh, I was so proud of that, but I'm too white to make that joke, I guess. But without further ado, much like everyone on this dais, he is an integral part of the Hot Breathiverse and the community that we've been able to build here. So it's my thrill to bring to you the one, the very funny Mr. Yoshi So, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him some love here. Turn your spotlight on.
Oh my God, can you guys hear me okay?
We can't see you.
Yes, I can't, yeah.
Ken?
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, we can see you, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Good.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make sure I'm the affirmative action portion of this lineup, so. I got to see it, so you guys fired later. Chris, thank you for your service, but no thank you for your comedy. Chris started producing shows because no one was booking him on shows, which is a great way to put yourself on a show. He still hasn't booked me yet because I have herpes and standards. Chris is doing comedy so he can stay in the country, which is really nothing else to that. That's just it. Those are just facts. Chris is what happens when Pitbull gives up on music and himself. Jody's here. I do love Jody. Jody's favorite drink is Mountain Dew, and his favorite dude is the Bills, because if you look at that beard, he probably owns Comcast and child support, guys. Jody gives great advice and mostly tags for other comics. He has a hard time doing it for his own. You could just try what Joel does, build a community of comics and steal all their shitty comedy jokes and turn into a comedy special called Hot Breath Husband. PJ, I love you, PJ, dude. It's funny, I have the most shit on PJ. PJ has and it affects his sight. He can no longer see his tattoos or his penis. Or penis. He just says he's doing tattoos, but there's no proof of that. That's not what that says. PJ worked at a tattoo shop as a tattoo model. He was an artist that other tattoo artists worked on, which is why he looks like shit, guys. PJ is a stay-at-home dad with his kids, and so does his jokes. And in both cases, the women get the last laugh. So.
Oh, you dick.
PJ is a stay-at-home dad, so his jokes make 30% less as well. PJ's always lets us know that mom is the funniest person he knows. So based on his jokes, she'll probably get the same compliment that Joel gives to PJ on All Right 10. That's so good. You use the word joke. Kinsey's here. I love Kinsey. I didn't even realize Kinsey lives down the street from me. On Kinsey's Facebook post, she doesn't like left-leaning liberals, right-leaning conservatives. She likes right in the middle, kind of like a cake, which she hasn't eaten since 2000. Kinsey's such a good soul. She just starts beefs on Facebook and just watches people just fucking fight because she's an These kids go to Christian Academy because the Hogwarts School of Jews and Gentiles didn't have any openings. Kinsey's now a good Christian woman, and she's an athlete, which means she can smell a first-round draft pick a mile away. I never see Kinsey with pictures of people racing that look like me because she's kind of allergic to cocoa butter and watermelons. I heard the groans. Joel is the roast master for the evening. Everybody give it up for this guy. Give it up for Joel. That's it. Just that's all you get, Joel. I did Joel's first comedy class and it was inspiring. I thought to myself, if a white guy can not make it after this long, then a black guy with an Asian name definitely has a chance. I'm super excited about Holly being here. Holly's awesome. Holly fosters kids so she can write more jokes. At this rate, she's been through 3 Jews, 2 Baptists, and 1 Muslim kid. The funniest one definitely been this kid. He didn't make it though, because he ended up blowing up Holly's bathroom. All right, Trainer Steve. Trainer Steve is super motivational. He's been motivating people since his lady was motivated to leave him. All right, let's get to Bob. I got this right. She's been Bob helps keep kids away from really doing bad stuff to them, which is okay because he dies at every feedback mic. Seriously, Bob is one of the best people I know who's starting comedy. I'm glad that he started doing comedy because Bob is like a copywriter by day and a shitty writer by night. But seriously, Bob, you're like the Joe Rogan of comedy. You're probably just gonna shit on a minority to get big, start your own podcast. So I feel bad for Chris Mencia Gruyon. Yeah. He has buyers, now has a chance to make it big, so. All right, Joel, seriously, this was great. Bob, you've been awesome, great writer. You suck most of the time, but you're love you guys. Holler.
All right, how about thanks. Yoshi, everyone, give it up for Yoshi. Oh, I mean, I don't want to be racist, but that set was about 3/5 as funny as some of the other ones.
Wow. That cut deep.
It's all love, but you know, as
I know it is, but that was very clever. That was like too clever.
I wouldn't have had the booze are kicking in for PJ that now. That's good.
That was good, man.
Great. So we have arrived to our final, our guest of honor, if you will. And I guess Yoshi already started the descent of this plane, so we will go ahead and land this plane nice and steady, a nice slow descent into some more descent jokes. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to first thank you all for being a part of this first Hot Breath Pro Roast. It all just kind of popped up as an idea in our Q&A less than a week ago, and then now we're here on a Monday doing this awesome roast. So we're definitely going to do several more. So first, just show some love to all the people that were on the show, because like writing roast jokes is hard, as Yoshi just proved. So, but I couldn't think of a better person to honestly like just kick off these new Hot Breath Pro Roast, because he is such an integral part of the community. And it is, I will go ahead and bring him up because this is the longest he's been between feedings. So we do want to make sure make sure he doesn't turn into a gremlin. So without further ado, the man of the hour, a hot breath favorite, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Jorgensen, everyone. Come on, Bobo!
Right. No. Hey, thanks for all that. Now I got some shit to get off my chest. Joel, it must be very sad to know that your dog is more famous than you are.
Oh.
Joel is such a terrible teacher, he couldn't get a job pretending to be one on a sitcom.
Oh.
Every time I see Joel pop up on YouTube, I think I'm getting Rickrolled, and after about 30 seconds, I wish I had been. Joel looks tall because he's really just two lesbians hiding under a trench coat. Joel's always outside doing yard work with his wife. She uses him as the ladder.
Oh!
Joel got his start doing sets at a strip club because for once he wasn't the only drag in the area.
Oh.
Joel married an Asian woman just so he could say he was big in Japan.
Oh, come on.
I see that Chris is here for some reason. Chris is well known as a family man. That family just happens to be MS-13. Chris is to comedy what Jeffrey Dahmer is to Weight Watchers. If Chris were in a Marvel movie, he'd be Professor Latin X. Chris has gotten into some of the best comedy clubs in the country. They think he's the janitor.
Oh my god.
Chris still owes Trump $20 to pay for his portion of the wall. When Chris isn't performing, you can see him twice a week as Yoshi's gardener.
What the fuck?
Oh. Sorry about that, Chris.
All good.
Yoshi.
Keep it coming.
Yoshi won't adopt a dog because he insists on being the only bitch in the room.
What, bud?
Yoshi is so racist, he called Louis Farrakhan that cracker lover. Yoshi's also a very religious man. In fact, he stoned his wife to death because she wouldn't shave her beard. Yoshi sold out and lives in the suburbs now. He went from slapping HOEs to arguing with HOAs. Yoshi became a comedian because his parents told him he'd be in a lineup eventually.
That's good. That's funny.
Bring it back, Bob.
I got to roast PJ next before while he's still sober.
I'm not.
If Joel is a headliner, then PJ is a flatliner. PJ has more tattoos than the prison gang who sexually assaulted him.
That's not true.
PJ looks like he just cheated a kid out of winning a stuffed animal at the county fair. The only reason that Jody is even at this roast is because he thought they could eat it. Most of us are sewing together masks while Jody is home cutting eye holes in white hoods. Jody is a sports fan. His favorite play is the triple bypass.
Yeah.
In high school, Jody was voted most likely to die in a trailer fire. When Jody's not performing, you can see him driving through a crowd of protesters.
I'll get you next time, Bob.
I don't know whether to roast Jody or tell him what I want for Christmas.
As long as you sit on my lap, it's all good.
You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. In Jody's house, it's all about sharing because they've only got the one set of teeth.
Oh my god.
I'm surprised to see Trainer Steve here tonight because I thought that the Taliban had outlawed comedy. Trainer Steve is the guy on the lacrosse team that chickens out of the post-game circle jerk. When he's not doing shows, Trainer Steve can be seen back in the Amish village pulling a plow. Steve looks like he's the star of a sitcom about Bigfoot moving into the big city. Trainer Steve looks like he should be delivering energy drinks at a convenience store.
Oh, come on.
Then there's the person who I've never met who just destroyed me, Kinsey Snell. Thank you, Kinsey. Kinsey is so basic, she has pumpkin spice tampons.
I'm standing.
Kinsey is so basic, they spell her name correctly at Starbucks. I know, I'm sorry. It's very unfair to judge Kinsey until you've walked a mile in her Uggs. I'm sorry, Kinsey. Kinsey's gynecologist told her not to bother freezing her eggs because she was already frigid. And last and certainly least, Holly, my good friend Holly. Holly reminds me of Roseanne Barr in her prime. She wasn't funny then either.
No!
Holly's ass is so big, Yoshi made a move on her. These kids are so ugly that they could be villains in Pixar movies. Holly's marriage is such a disaster, it was officiated by FEMA. Seriously though, guys, that's all I got.
Mic drop.
I just want to say thank you all very much. This was a very big honor. I was surprised.
Bob, we love you.
Happy birthday. Give it up for Bob, everyone.
Birthday Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob.
None of you got my age right. That's funny. It's hilarious.
Oh my god.
You guys are so good. You're all awesome. My goodness, you're pros at this.
Thank you, Sandra.
Yeah, thought that we were good. Bob just destroyed all of us.
I'm learning here, you know, taking notes. You guys did very well.
Thank you. I totally agree.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I totally agree. I would say everyone did great except Yoshi. So that's a very
how far to direct this sitcom.
My man. Oh, I'm telling you, this was like some of the hardest I've laughed since watching Yoshi bomb 10 minutes ago. So honestly, this has been amazing. Did y'all have as much fun as me, or am I just high on life?
Way
right
more. More fun.
Yeah. Good.
Dude, this is
why
amazing.
We have to do this every month.
We're definitely going to do this every
this
month.
So
DJ won't remember he said that, but. Oh my gosh, this was so hilarious. And
do
thank
I
you
look to blacked out to you. No, we have to use this every month.
Yeah, we have established that, PJ. No, every month, guys.
Every month, guys. Listen, every month.
Pencils are wearing off.
Even next month.
This is so much better than I thought it would be.
Even the month after.
Yeah. So,
well, it's because we're pros, and if you'd like to be a pro member, please join Joe Byers' class.
Pro, everyone. We're actually doing a free trial this week, so anyone that wants to join, you can trial.
Anybody want to roast any of us? Like, pick a hot target and let's go.
You guys were talking about my lips so much, I noticed that the mic was just going like this the whole time. Just covered it.
And we're doing a roast writing workshop tomorrow in the pro group as well. So we'll definitely make sure she makes it to that.
Can we pick a roast B?
Say what?
Tomorrow?
When is the workshop? What
tomorrow
time?
At
8 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And thanks.
No, tomorrow can we pick a roast D?
Yeah, you know, this is a great rehearsal. I think you know, when you do it again tomorrow, we'll try to be there.
No, it's a workshop. But I mean, the next time we roast, can we pick a roastee so we can have like more than 4 days to write jokes?
You're still on the air, PJ.
Yeah.
I feel like he thinks he's alone in his room talking to himself now.
Is he talking to us?
Yeah.
We're still on the internet. Well. This is.
I know I'm not. I know my mother's watching over me right now, and I'm just saying, like, I think we need more than a week to write jokes.
Well, definitely Yoshi does.
They can't hold a premise.
Yeah, see? Anyway. So, you know,
well, in 4 days. It was amazing. You did very right. Well.
Hey, yeah. Everyone.
Let's pick a Hot Breath Pro very member. Fun. Give him a month. And
I
then.
Love it. Thank you so much for everyone that hung out. In this Zoom, we have 30 people. In the Facebook group, I think there's about like 20 people watching or so. So thank you to everyone, seriously, for making this such a memorable first roast. And Bob, happy birthday, my friend. Let's just
thank
show
you.
Some love for Bob.
Yeah, happy birthday,
happy
Bob.
Birthday, man. It
happy
couldn't have
birthday.
Happened. It couldn't have happened to a better comic. Like, Bob has been here since the early days, and he's been putting in the work. He's honestly like, he was like the first comic coming up in, like, the Right 10 Club, who was, like, hitting consistent jokes and really showed people, like, what's possible within the format of, like, oh, how quickly can we write a joke? And Bob really kind of raised the bar for that. And we really appreciate that, Bob. So happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Thank you to all of you that tuned in today and on Facebook or here on Zoom. And we'll be back next month with another one for sure. Everyone will be here but Yoshi. So thank you so much, everyone.
Good night.
Being a part of this event, everyone. Have a good night out there. We love you all
bye,
so
everybody.
Much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Great job, everyone.
Bye, Fred. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks well, for hanging
Fred,
out.
What the
Bob
fuck
did well.
You
night, John, boy. Good night.
Good night.
I didn't have the most disappointing mom on the show.
Didn't disappointing mom on the show?
Yeah, my mom wasn't the most disappointed mom here tonight.
Okay, good. It was mine, right?
Nope.
Wow. No, tonight was phenomenal. This is the funnest I've had at a comedy show in a while. Like, good. I think this is good.
How could you never get invited to them?
What?
Never get invited to them.
Yeah, like, you're a roast veteran.
All right, everyone. Before we end up on the news, let's get out of here. I don't want to be a witness to whatever's going to happen.
Oh.
But thank you, Snyders. Thanks for hanging out as well. Thanks for hanging out and supporting your buddy, Bob, everyone.
Thank
and,
you, guys.
Y'all have a good night out there. I love you all so much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Get some sleep, eating some food, for Christ's sake.
There you go, Hot Brethren and Sistern. I hope you had as much fun listening to that as we had doing it. We do have two more roasts coming up this month. Don't forget, December 22nd and December 29th. If you want to be in the live studio audience, send me a message on social media at Joel Byers Comedy or at Hot Breath Pod on all platforms. Whatever's most convenient for you, send me a message and I will send you the private Zoom link. If you are interested in Hot Breath Pro and leveling up your comedy, go into the show description, click Join Hot Breath Pro, and start connecting with other motivated comics. That being said, enjoy yourselves out there. And we will see you on the next Hot Breath.
episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.